I can't go around to every single person and do a buzz instant poll and ask them if they're having fun, but I'm having a good time. That's my best way to gauge.
You can only make yourself happy.
And I'm awesome at it.
You can try.
Brian and Little Rock, Keith, the Service Coming Live fan feedback. Justin, you're saying as a kid your favorite hobby was the same as Seth Rogen on Superbad?
I brought that up going into break, didn't I?
Not touching that. And this comes from Kev. Grizzlies on verge of being a playoff team. They were a playoff team. I mean, a verge of being a playoff team this year. I think they're ninth in the overall Western standings now.
There's been some transition.
It was Jonah Hill, by the way, but Justin lacks the artistic skill to really make him lifelike.
I've never been a good drawer.
More of a colorer.
I was in like a senior in high school and I was still stick figure guy. Just no talent at all. I have great respect for people who are talented in the world of art. I just don't have it. I could be an abstract painter, but it wouldn't really be good.
The best example of my drawing is hanging on your wall in there with the guy with the 103.7 Buzz shirt.
Perverse. That's Maddox did that, actually. He can take credit for it.
No, he didn't. I did it the first night I ever worked overnight up here.
Which one?
It says Love Y'all Mean It.
Oh, the one that's on the on the board. Yeah,
that was the first
night
I ever worked overnight.
Oh, that's right. Yep. That's a special
board. I was really earning my paycheck.
I forgot about that. Yes. Yes, we got a note from our dear friend Ann Presley on there, and a goofy picture from Maddie T.
And then my picture ruining it.
That's good. Well, you know what? You can guarantee that will always hang in my office. So you got that going for you. Oscars are Sunday. Maddie T, this is like the Super Bowl for you.
I know, and I still need to see a couple. I want to see her and Nebraska still before Sunday.
I've seen Nebraska. It sucks.
Did it really?
No, the state or the movie?
Oh, the state, yes.
Oh, okay.
No, but the movie is...
The movie's supposed to be good.
It's directed by the same guy that did Sideways and About Schmidt.
Oh,
and stars Bruce Dern.
I'm going to have to think. I do love Bruce Dern. He's great. He's grouchy.
Bob Odenkirk is in it, who was Sal in Better Call Saul. Sal. That's from Breaking Bad.
Yeah, Pat, so you wouldn't know what we're talking about. We might as well just be speaking French to you.
Is that that devil show?
It's from the one for the sinners.
Well, it's going to be awful hard to explain at the Pearly Gates. I promise you, if I make it far enough to get to the Pearly Gates to explain why I did XYZ, Breaking Bad's going to be way down the list, I promise. So if I don't go to heaven, it ain't because of that. Anyway. So this is your Super Bowl. What are you going to do? Sit around in your underwear, surrounded by popcorn and treats? I mean, what's your deal?
That sounds about right, yeah.
You watch it by yourself, or do you like, walks the commercial?
It's a big party. You get a lot of people over.
Do you really?
No.
Do you entertain? Or do you get online? Do you tweet about it?
I do. I do a social experience, you know.
What is your tweet handle? Twitter handle?
At Matt Travis.
Tricky.
How'd you come up with that?
It was hard.
Good.
I had to get it from some other guy first.
Did you say, I can't believe that acceptance speech went that long. Do they? I wonder how long.
I do.
Time how long those
acceptance are?
Wasn't it last year when they were playing Jaws to get everybody off stage?
I don't remember.
The Jaws last music, year. Remember?
I don't know.
It's every year. I wonder what's over under Baz gets the music played on tomorrow night.
Apparently they do have a band. They do the music thing.
At the Arkansas Hall of Fame?
That's what I was told.
Yeah. You don't remember when.
I've never been. Never been to the
You've
ceremony.
You've never been to a banquet?
Mm-mm. I'm not a banquet guy.
The greatest
I don't
moment.
Like banquets or award shows, typically.
Who's the FLW?
Forrest. Jerry McInnes?
No. FLW Tours. Forrest L.
Oh, Wood?
Yes. Wood. Mr. Wood.
Mm-hmm.
Very, just the best. I mean, what this guy's done is amazing, right?
Yeah, right.
Well, he's older, gentlemen. He went in a couple years ago. He talked. The music comes up. He keeps talking. The music runs out. He keeps talking. Music comes back up again. He keeps talking through the music like three times. He couldn't hear it. The music.
Oh, man.
It was fantastic.
That's awesome.
It was fantastic. I know a lot about him now.
The only thing about the award shows that bothers me is if you're a big star, if you're like Brad Pitt, for example, or somebody that's, I don't know, Tom Hanks. If you're Tom Hanks, they're not going to cut you off. But if you're the guy that's up for the technical award for costume or, sound editing. I mean, they'll play the music on you in the first 10 seconds.
There's always a good portion of the show that I just don't care about either. When they get into the musicals and stuff, and I always like to see who they think is the most important person in the death montage, though.
Yeah.
And Harold Ramis.
They will overlook somebody, guaranteed. Yeah. Harold Ramis is definitely the most important dead person for me.
Same here.
They're going to give Philip Seymour Hoffman a lot of love.
Oh, yeah.
Well, what's so difficult, though? What is so difficult? You know you got about a minute and a half.
Yeah, you're right.
Bang out the thanks, cry, or do like your girl, Sally Fields, and say
they love me.
They like me. They really like me.
And then cry.
Close enough.
Do whatever you do.
Like
after
love.
You win one.
I do love her.
I do too. She's gorgeous.
She has osteoporosis.
She was awesome in Lincoln.
Whoa, easy, easy. I don't even want to know what you want to do to Mrs. Lincoln. Take it easy over there, man. I liked her in Smokey and the Bandit, but come on, bro. Sandra Bullock, you like her too?
I do.
Oh, there's no telling what
she looks pretty good in Gravity.
He's like, you can keep your helmet on. She could earn more than $70 million from her role in the movie. Gravity.
Gravity?
After all revenue streams are factored in, insiders say Warner Brothers agreed to pay Bullock $20 million upfront against 15% of the first dollar gross.
Man,
the director earned more than the director's movie, Gravity, earned more than $700 million at the box office since it debuted in October of 2013, and the space epic is expected to cross the $750 million mark. She gets, assuming that Warner Bros. Gets 45% of the revenue, Bullock would pocket an additional $30 million.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
Did y'all ever get out and see that
She'll
at the theater?
She'll never work again.
Nope, never watched it.
What? Did you ever get to see it in 3D?
Gravity?
Yeah.
No.
Oh.
See, I didn't see it in 2D.
Well, that's the thing.
The regular one?
I'm saying,
I just listen to it? Is that listening to it in 1D?
I don't know if you really need to see it when it's not in 3D.
Really?
Yeah.
Thanks for ruining it for me.
Sorry.
I'd like
How's it end?
Everybody dies.
Awesome. I'd like to watch Breaking Bad. You want to know how that ends? Don't, because there's way too many people who haven't seen it that are watching it.
I want to know.
Renee Shapiro is an entertainment reporter. She's in season 4. I mean,
how many seasons?
There's like 7 of them or
something. I need you just to condense them for me. Can you give me the highlights? Is there a highlight DVD?
They're all highlights. It's the most engrossing show I've ever watched in my life.
I need a 2-minute highlight DVD.
It's the most engrossing show. When we get Jason Whitlock on,
fine.
Mr. The Wire, and by the way, one of the stars of The Wire is also in Breaking Bad, but you need to ask him about
I think if Pat watches one episode, he'll be all in.
Guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed.
Which episode should it be?
The pilot.
What's the first one?
Now the last one.
I'm
give it a little Pulp Fiction action.
Last to first.
Breaking Bad is like making out with who do you think is the hottest chick in Hollywood? Quickly.
Who's
Meryl Streep.
Okay. It's like making out with Meryl Streep. First time you do it, you're totally engrossed and you're all in. Most of us would just be grossed out.
Wait, Meryl Streep from Bridges of Madison County.
Okay, fine.
All right.
I don't know. I'll never give her the thought of her in a bathtub with Clint Eastwood.
I want to put my film in her refrigerator.
Acting on a tip,
what?
Police say they busted a meth lab at a home near LaGrange, Illinois, and arrested a man on electronic monitoring for running a lab last summer. This guy just can't learn. Daniel Kowalski, please come forward. 21 years old, charged with 2 counts of possession of a controlled substance. And here is your connection to Breaking Bad. When he went for his mugshot, he is wearing a Los Pollos Hermanos t-shirt.
Oh, boy.
Now, that doesn't mean
anything. Pat doesn't even know what that means.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That means trouble.
Right over his head.
Is that the local restaurant?
It's a local restaurant in the movie. Do you know who Adam Dunn is? Slugger. White Sox. Yeah. I think he's a former Cincinnati Red, isn't he?
Yeah, he's going to be at the Oscars.
Adam
right?
Dunn may be kicking it with George Clooney. Yeah, Sunday. He's going to be at the Oscars. How'd you hear?
I hear a lot of things, my man.
He was in Dallas Buyers Club. Matt, did you see Dallas Buyers
Club? I did see it. I had 2 thumbs up.
Okay, well, you know he was the bartender in that movie. Does that mean something to you?
I didn't hear the first part of it. Who are you talking about?
If it wasn't for him, there'd be no bartender in the movie.
Do you remember a bartender in the movie?
No.
Okay. The bartender's name in the movie.
Who was serving the drinks then?
Come on,
guys.
Kept jumping over the bar and pouring their own. Nettie J. Remember that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, must not have been a big role. Anyway, he's in the movie, and he may get invited out.
I don't understand why it's been such a big deal. Because I've heard multiple times people talking about,
Breaking
is he going to go? Adam Dunn, is Adam Dunn going to go? I guess he's going to have to miss a little bit of spring training.
Yeah, he said it's no big deal, but if they want him to stay, he'll stay. Here we go. Quick Oscar odds for Sunday. You know, I'm going to say these for tomorrow.
I'll say I do think, from what I've seen, Dallas Buyers Club would be the best one I've seen, you know, yeah.
For those
tomorrow,
you,
also, I'm going to have a list of the hosts, previous hosts. We can put a little list. I want you to rank them.
Yeah, you want to do a little,
I'll give it to you and you
rank
them.
A little bracket.
Fine.
If you have not... I love Anna Kendrick. I love her voice.
I'm
so good.
Finely tuned instrument.
Anna Kendrick is a cutie pie. She was in Up in the Air with George Clooney. And I don't know, she's in a musical that she sang this song in, Pitch Perfect, which I never saw.
Not it's for girls.
With the air up there with Kevin Bacon.
Right.
Right?
The guy from Workaholics is in Pitch Perfect.
She did a great job in a recent commercial for a beer that she doesn't drink as well.
Schlitz.
She says no. She says that she will never sing again. Honestly, it's hard as blank. The Big Bomb.
Let's figure out what the blanket. Oh.
Starts with F. Rhymes with duck. Anyway, She starred on Broadway as a 12-year-old and said that she doesn't want to sing anymore. But I like the song. It's catchy. She's got a nice voice.
She's perky gal.
Oh, she's cute as a button.
She's all right.
I didn't know buttons were your thing.
Oh, I'm into buttons.
She has a unique face.
Cute as a zipper never took off. What's she in coming up? Let's see. The Oscar-nominated actress dishes at the screening of her latest film, The Last 5 Years, co-starring Jeremy Jordan. I have no idea who that is. Does he play basketball? Oscar-nominated for what?
I'm about to find out.
Thank you. Like you don't look her up online every
day.
Yeah,
I'm looking up her pics first.
Shoot. Images. Give me some images. I'm going to miss you when you're gone, Anna Kendrick. All right, let's get a couple calls in here, and then we'll move on. Walter White on line one. Mr. White.
This is Walter.
Hi.
Hi, Mr. White.
Here you are calling my show the Devil Show, and all I'm trying to do is provide.
Sorry, bro.
For my family. What do y'all think?
I'm fine.
No, I'm just kidding. No. Who hasn't seen Breaking Bad?
I didn't.
Bradley.
What?
Pat Bradley.
I will. What episode should I start watching first?
The first one.
Oh, come on, guys. Don't give me that.
Jeez.
I mean, can't you tell me about the first one? Do we have to go through this every single time?
Yes, we're going to have to until you see. You know what? Do yourself and all of us a favor so we can move on to something else. Go watch the dang show. Pretty pleased with Sugar on Top. Clean the blanket car. Will you come on? Anyway, I'm with you, Mr. White. Thank you for the...
Up in the Air she was nominated
for. She got nominated for Up in the
Air? Yeah.
She was great in the movie. I didn't know she got an Oscar nomination
for it. Yeah, she was nominated for that. Golden Globe, Screen Actors Guild Award, all for that movie.
How
for Best Supporting Actress.
You? What a performance.
I'm embarrassed to say I've never seen Up in the Air.
You should be. I want you, in fact, don't come back to work until you see it.
Okay.
Go home
today. I'll watch it tonight because I got to be here tomorrow.
I really would like it because the Matty T Minute's way a bit more interesting when you're doing it.
Son of God opening this weekend.
What is?
Son of God. Could this be the week that gets me fired?
You think Manson will make it in that movie? I'm going to guess not.
Same
haircut.
What's
up, Zach?
How's it going?
Awesome. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
I've been better, but, you know.
Nobody cares about you.
Sorry.
I do, but I don't think. Zach, go ahead.
So,
sorry.
For anyone who has never watched Breaking Bad, there is a 2-hour cinematic recap of seasons 1 all the way through 8 on YouTube. If you just search cinematic recap Breaking Bad.
If you watch a cinematic recap, I'm going to punch you in your neck.
Now, how long is it? 2 minutes?
You're doing yourself a disservice.
It turns Breaking Bad into a movie. All the good parts, it takes out all the...
I think the whole show is the good part. Yeah.
Every single episode is all good.
Every moment's the good part.
Is this going to change my life? I mean, if I spend so much time, if I spend...
What's your favorite show you've ever watched? What's the best series you've ever seen from start to finish every episode?
Taxi.
Okay. Yes, it will change your life.
With Jim Ignatowski.
Admittedly, a great show. No argument here. My point is, I was a Seinfeld guy all the way through. I would take Breaking Bad over. It is the most amazing show I've ever watched.
Are you a better person or a worse person?
I'm the same bad guy.
How do you compare it to Sopranos?
I didn't watch enough of Sopranos to have a call.
But that's an example, though.
Yes.
You had to watch every episode of Breaking Bad.
The pigskin hated that I tried to compare anything to that realm, but he is loving. He's totally engrossed into it.
Is it me, or does it seem like every year some other person comes out with a new show where I've got to watch it or else?
Name me one.
Everybody has their own.
Nobody has ever.
We talk about Whitlock. He says The Wire. The Wire.
I don't have a Breaking Bad right now.
15 years ago, though, almost.
It was Mad Men a couple. You got to watch Mad Men.
It used to be Lost for me, but Lost still wasn't as good as Breaking Bad.
Nobody ever talked. I was never interested in Lost. Nobody ever talked me into The Wire as good as people say it was, and I wouldn't mind watching it now. What was the other one you mentioned? Mad Men.
Mad
Men seems like it'd be right up my alley. Have no interest.
I did start watching Mad Men.
I have no interest in Mad Men. None.
I will say this about Mad Men. My brother talked me into it, and I watched, like, the first 3 seasons. I like it, just never finished it. But it's good. It is.
I started House of Cards.
In your Betwixt Stations period, we would have made you watch it as part of your preparation for the show. That would have been great.
I'll start watching it.
Well,
you know what?
Here's the reason I watched it. Here's the reason I watched it. Let me tell you why.
Okay.
And maybe this kind of stuff doesn't bother you, but it does to me. Matt Stell would come in here, and Matty T and he... They would sit there.
Our own little secret conversation.
Yeah, it's like they're speaking in code. I'm like, they're like, oh, well, you haven't seen Breaking Bad. You wouldn't understand. And I'm like, well, I'm tired of not understanding, so I'm going home and watching it tonight.
We're the Breaking Bad elitists.
And after the first 2 days, I'm like, oh, gosh, I got to see some more. I got to see some more. Oh, it's as addictive as
meth.
They
call that withdrawals.
Ironically, it's as addictive as meth, and it's about meth.
Okay, let me ask you a question. This is an honest question.
Or is that coincidental?
This is a very honest question.
Fine.
I don't hear people... quoting Breaking Bad lines like they do in The Godfather. Like, so
it's not that kind of show.
To me, if you haven't seen a lot of Seinfeld episodes, you don't understand. Ukraine is not weak, and
everybody,
that's funny.
Seinfeld's a quotable show.
That's what I'm talking. Godfather, Rocky.
Okay, those are two movies, Pat.
I understand, but
nobody's
so
ever quoted
not
Mad Men.
Not having seen Breaking Bad doesn't make me feel like an outcast in this world.
It will. Matt and I are going to do Breaking Bad scenes
do
every
it.
Day.
There's definitely lots of scenes that I remember.
Listen, the guy,
including
had
Gus, his final scene.
The guy had an El Chapo T-shirt on. I got that. It's a restaurant.
El Chapo.
Whatever T-shirt the guy had on.
El Pollo Hermanos.
Exactly.
Chicken Brothers.
Los Pollos Hermanos.
Yeah, the Chicken Brothers.
I just said the Chicken Brothers instead of the, or a Chicken Brother instead of the. Anyway, Chris Kane makes a valid point.
What?
True Detective. It's making a run.
Oh, I need to get back into that.
True Detective is honestly, yeah, that would be a better movie. Another one that if you watched it back to back, it'd be great.
Hold on. This is something you guys have got to watch. It was on Discovery Channel. I stumbled upon it.
Last night?
Clash of the Ozarks.
Oh, no. I heard a lot of talk. I want to watch this. RJ was telling me about it.
It is hilarious.
What's the premise of the show?
It's basically like a Hatfields and McCoys in Hardy, Arkansas. And they have, you know, they build up the characters.
It seems super fake, like Amish.
It's
like the Amish Mafia show.
Oh, absolutely.
Is that bad? Because that show's terrible.
It's not as bad as the Amish Mafia. Yeah. It's just that, you know, things are being set up with these poor guys. I mean, they have this one guy who strictly lives in the woods. Strictly. And everyone knows him.
He's not allowed to come out?
He doesn't want to come out.
Why would he?
And then there's this one guy who's supposed to be like the new progressive generation. And I love it because he wears a tie and he wears a short sleeve button down shirt.
Who doesn't?
A lot of bus drivers.
Described
do
half
it.
Our staff.
I had a high school chemistry teacher that dressed
Hardy,
like that.
So did I, Mr. Dean. God rest his soul. He passed away, but he was the best.
They're moonshiners, and it's funny. It is funny, but it takes away from it when they do try to set things up.
All right, Jose, you're back. What do you want now?
Yeah, how about Blacklist?
Blacklist, never seen it.
Fine, I'll see that too.
All right, terrible call. You know what? You should have gone with one call today, Matt.
Yes.
What do you got?
Hey, man, my wife's family's from Hardy, and I lived there for a while. That show is so bogus. It's so bad.
Yeah. You don't know, like, the real worst. Hardy.
Bro.
The whole button. Hey, listen, the meeting at the railroad tracks with the white limo.
Yes! There
hadn't been a limo come through there ever.
Yeah, what kind of business? He goes, you can't take the cameras. I got to do business with some people.
Yeah, and
he
goes out and meets a white woman.
This sounds like Amish Mafia or the, what's the show about Moonshiner? Moonshiners, I guess.
Those guys get along anyway. Those two dudes are friends.
All right.
I bet. And listen, they're all like that. You know how it is.
Yeah,
it's just funny that it's Hardy.
Well, these other ones are made up and they're good. They're good made up shows. This is a made up show that has to pretend like it's real, so it's limited.
But it's just Hardy, so it's funny.
Just, will you please watch True Detective?
Which one?
And Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad first.
What else?
I can't talk to you anymore. It's like I can't even talk to you.
No.
Dennis.
Yeah, we don't see eye to eye.
I can't. Well, of course not. You're 5 inches taller than me. Dennis.
Yes, I'm here.
What's up?
That is the dumbest show I've ever seen.
That could have went either way. Either I'm the star of the show, or it's the dumbest show.
No question.
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm just sorry there's going to be 5 more episodes.
Let me ask you something, Dennis. How many packs do you smoke a day?
Oh, 2.
Okay, that sounds about right.
He doesn't smoke cigarettes anymore. He's on to cigars now.
You do. Yeah.
Have you been to Hardy?
2 packs of cigars a day.
Dennis, have you been to Hardy?
I used to be from there. Yes.
Do you know any of the gentlemen in the picture?
Yeah. So I know Gary. I know Tommy.
So you're telling me it's not a legitimate depiction of their goings on up there?
Of course not.
Of course not.
So what's inaccurate? Let me ask you that. What is inaccurate about that show? They don't moonshine?
Well, I think moonshine is inaccurate.
Okay, that's
that's
a big
was way
part of it.
Out in the open.
Yeah. Is there anybody beaten up or killed in the show?
Yeah, but it's when the camera gets knocked to the ground and you only hear people go, oh, ow, pow, zing, boom.
It's a Batman episode.
Oh.
Okay. You're confusing the two. All right, Dennis, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. There's a guy who would know right there. RJ Hawk watched the show. He's the one that told me about it the other night.
All I got to say is I'm with Pat. I love the show. It is the greatest. It's the greatest comedic relief ever. Because the best part, the guy that lives in the woods, they find him. He's down by the stream, and they say, hey, Jimmy, what are you doing?
Jimmy Haney.
Yeah, Jimmy Haney goes, hey, Jimmy, what are you doing? He says, I'm building a dam, a bathing dam.
Building a bathing dam.
And he doesn't mess with guns, only knives.
I'm glad you called in.
What?
I'm glad you called in to tell us about that.
Well, I just had to throw that in there because everybody was bashing on the show, and I'm right there with Pat because it is a great show.
I would like to take this time to commend R.J. Hawk of our staff, who made a resounding comeback last night in our bowling league. So spectacular, in fact, that I took to Twitter to
bowling
commend
clap.
Him for his performance. You, my friend, played above and beyond your outstanding potential last night. I salute you, R.J. Hawk.
I appreciate that. Well, like I said on Twitter, once you get called out on statewide radio, on the zone, by yourself, you got to step your game up, and that's what I did. And you had a good game last night.
What's important is not if you can show up and dominate one time. Consistency, my friend. Consistency. Can you bring it next week?
Oh, he was good last night. I was impressed.
We knocked off the number one team last night.
It was a very big night for us, Pat. It was a big night. Yeah. Big night.
Well, is that all you guys got? I mean, is that the pinnacle for you? Can you – listen, handling success sometimes is more difficult than handling failure.
We're going to find out tonight if the Hawks can do it.
Yeah. That's right. RJ is a Breaking Bad fan.
You got a target on your back now,
RJ, you want to make a 10-second pitch to Pat on Breaking Bad?
Pat, you know what? Just as I said about the Ozark show, Breaking Bad is the best.
Okay, there you go. RJ, thank
you. Fine, you convinced me.
Steve is on to something that I'm going to check out next. I've heard a lot of good things. It's my next show. Steve, what do you got?
Hey, man, you guys are right on about Breaking Bad. That sucker is addictive. Mad Men had a great first season, and to me it just went down from there. But you are missing the greatest show of all time, and that's Walking Dead.
I've heard that. I'm watching it next.
What's that one about?
It's an FX show, right?
What's it about?
No, it's on the same channel. AMC.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on that AMC.
It's about a bunch of live people who lay around all day.
I like it, too. I can't say that every single episode, you know, was great.
Wait, is this based off a true story?
I have heard.
It's based off a graphic novel.
I have heard and I have seen posts online too many times for it not to be legitimate that this show is outstanding.
Oh, it is outstanding. The last part of season three got a little draggy in the middle of it, you know, but let me tell you something. Season four, we're in the middle of season four now.
And I haven't started that.
I got to be honest with you guys.
Why would you?
Seriously, you know what I do? I tape. My favorite show right now is Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Okay.
Well, and when he says tapes, he's talking about VHS.
You're watching the it's like you stole Scotty Adams' TV guide and you're watching whatever he tells you. Hey, Steve.
Let me ask you a question real quick. Okay, go ahead.
I haven't seen Walking Dead, and I certainly have not seen any real zombies. But I don't know. Were you out during the snowpocalypse a couple of Fridays ago?
Yeah.
That's to me what it would be like if we had a zombie invasion. People just like parking their cars in the middle
just
of the streets, wandering around aimlessly, and it's like, where are you going? I don't know. I'm just wandering. I wander around. If I see somebody that I like, I'm going to eat them. That's to me what it would be like. We had a zombie apocalypse the other day. It was great.
I don't understand you guys.
Sunday nights at my house, I've got a 21-year-old, a 19-year-old, and a 16-year-old. They all three bring their girlfriends and some of their other. I mean, we got like 15 people.
This show's bringing people together. Walking Dead party.
Sunday night watching Walking Dead.
Pat, what are you guys going to do when you watch the last episode?
They're going to cry.
They're going to tear each other to pieces.
They're going to cry together, though, Pat. It's bringing people together. It's a family affair.
They could take this sucker on ad infinitum. I mean, the storyline could go on forever if they really wanted to.
All right. Steve, I like it.
Yeah.
All right, man. Y'all be good.
I'm sure there will be a day when zombies and vampires will get old, but it ain't going to be anytime soon. Justin.
Yeah. I just want to make a recommendation.
Mm-hmm.
One that's show over there.
Bro, I hate to do this to you, but you got to get a new string for your tin can. Hey, Ray.
Hey, guy.
What's up?
I just want to, as far as new shows out, I think Vikings is pretty good.
Vikings? Haven't seen it.
Oh, Vikings. Yeah, History Channel.
This is the song that is playing in the commercial that got my attention.
Oh, for Vikings?
Yeah.
Yeah. Is this a show about a second-rate NFC North football organization that always finishes and no better than third place?
I didn't think there was a team up there.
Ah, and they're playing outside for no apparent reason. It's like, hey, we got this really nice dome for you to play in. Nah, screw it. We want an outdoor stadium.
But as far as all-time shows, I'd have to play MASH.
Yeah, MASH is pretty up. MASH, Cheers, Seinfeld, They're all up there. Pat mentioned Taxi. Taxi's a great one.
That hits me in the heart.
I wish they'd put Taxi like on Netflix or
I can't find. It's
never on TV either. So, but yeah, Cheers. The entire season's on Netflix, you know. But Taxi's nowhere to be found.
No, it's not. If anyone sees that, I will pay you if you get me the box set.
And then I'll borrow it from Pat.
Fine. How much money are you willing to pay?
You can't find it. That's the whole thing. That's the ruse.
Yes, sir.
Bye.
Y'all have a good day, man. Get back to work.
Hey, thank you.
All right. Looks like I'm busy. I can't watch the game. You know what? I'm too busy to watch the Arkansas-Kentucky game tonight, bub. Oh, I got to watch Breaking Bad, True Detective, Walking Dead. What else?
It's going to be great tonight during the fifth quarter. And Pat's going to be like, yeah. And then you won't believe what Skyler did. It's amazing. Yeah, and then they went to the chicken place. Oh, and things really got weird from
El
there.
El Diablo.
And Jesse called him a bee. Anyway. Yeah, I want to hear fifth quarter. Fifth quarter of Breaking Bad tonight.
Here's something I don't know. Sorry, Justin. Sorry, Maddie T. The Tavern Sports Girl, they play sports, live sporting events on their two projection screens. Maybe we can have a watch party.
Sully says Breaking Bad's giving him all kinds of ideas for post-TV career. Sully, don't do it. Don't do it, Sully!
Tavern Sports Girl, located Promenade at Chenal in West Little Rock. Today is Thursday.
Yes, I'm sure of it.
It's Thirsty Thursdays. $5 buckets of Bud Light, Miller Lite, Bud, Coors Light, and PBR only.
I'm parched!
$5 well martinis. Well martinis. $4 selected wines. And 75-cent wings. That's the good news.
It's a great pickup line for a martini.
$5 well martini?
Well martini.
Sure.
What are you doing later?
Bottom show.
Are we talking about martini from Cuckoo's Nest?
Down my throat. No. We're not.
You know, I like the Chipotle chicken.